Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here, and I've got George here with me.
Hi everybody.
We are at the community garden. Everything is really growing. We've got several corn plants. One is growing like a weed. It's probably almost, not counting the dirt that's in the box, or sorry, counting the dirt that's in the box, it would be almost 4 feet tall. But anyway, we've sampled a couple peas already. I'm going to go and get some more tomatoes. We've got a fair bit of them, and then I'm going to go searching for some more peas. I got to get moving before I get eaten alive. So we'll start here at the tomato plant. I've already got two. So let's see, we've got three, four. That goes in the bag that we brought. Five, six, and they're about plum-sized tomatoes, which is what I like. Makes it easy to nosh on, as some people would say. Seven. And the rest are all green. It looks like there's some nice big ones too, so I'm looking forward to them. Oh, there's another one. But it looks like something tried to eat into that one. But I think if I cut it, it should be all right. Oh, there's another one. But I might leave it because it's most of the way green. Same with these other ones. We'll probably water today, although I don't know how because there is construction. So we couldn't go in our normal gate. Now, go over here, see if I can find anything. I don't see any zucchinis yet, but some of the blossoms are closing, which is good because that means they're making zucchinis. And let's see if I can find some more peas. Every time I hand George some peas, I always go, peas be unto you, because, peace be unto you. An old friend of ours, used to say that. And it was always a cute thing, and I remember him doing that, and it's a pleasant memory. So, see if we can get some more of these. And, like I said, our corn's doing really well, but it needs watering because there's this dry leaf right there. So I want to make sure that things go better with regards to it. Welcome to the jungle. That's why things sound a bit funny. But I'm finding more peas. It's always fun harvesting here. And I don't think we're going to get any peppers. In fact, I'm going to have to come in here, I think, with a thistle. Or not thistle, with gloves. Because I think I just found a thistle.
That's not good.
No. Oh, we got something that's viney here. Might have to.
I was going to suggest the vinegar treatment, but you don't want to mess anything else up.
With this, the thistles can't go very far. It's not like in a normal garden plot.
You can take it out?
Yeah, exactly. So, the thing about with doing peas when it becomes jungly like this is that they become quite Well, all one color, monocolor. Nothing wrong with that, but it's harder to find. And there's one right in front of my nose, but there's still blossoms. Oh, we're getting beans too. I'm gonna wait a few days and they should be, actually, if I remember, they were yellow, so get a few of these. Yeah, these are yellow beans, that's right. There we go. So anyway, I'm gonna leave it at that for right now. I'll pause in a little bit, or for a little bit, and then I'll tell you what we got. Okay, talk to you in a minute. Hi everybody, part two of the same boo. I take what I said back about there being no zucchinis. We actually got, I'm still gonna do some working around, but we actually got three. A pickle-sized one, a mini baseball-sized one, and a medium one. So, well, not, I said mini baseball bat.
You said baseball size, or mini baseball size, anyway.
Okay, whatever. You get the picture. So I got that, got some more peas. We've got lots of them. And like I said, the tomatoes and a few beans. And we have some pumpkins starting to round out. So I'll show that to George in a few minutes. And maybe explain as well. One of them is actually starting to color. So that's amazing. Just looking again. And there's some more. Thought I saw another one. If I find another one, we'll sample another one on here. George is just finishing up his...
Yeah, the tags and the title got mixed up for some reason. One overwrote the other and deleted everything.
Oh, yuck. I hate that. When it happens. Okay, I think I'll just... Yes, please. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Because we're getting eaten alive here. But I'll sample this one. I put off too much of it. Classic taste of snow pea. Sweet. Pardon me. And earthy at the same time. Yeah, it's very good, promising to be another good year here at the garden. But I think we'll leave it at that. May your journeys be safe. Take care, and God bless. Bye for now.